Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this, our look at Wall Street for Friday, February 26. First up, markets shudder at the nation's abrupt change in direction. Then it's a big jump in personal income for January. All that, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, it was political theater at its best. There sat the newly installed President Joe Biden at presumably the Resolute desk, and before him a stack of executive orders. Executive orders which were aimed at dramatically changing the nation's direction. Certainly the nation's economic direction. Now, what had taken President Trump months to accomplish, new President Biden has done in just a few days. Stroke of the pen, law of the land, as they say. Now, you may recall that it took Trump nearly a year to sign into law his first year's signatory economic accomplishment, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. That new writing of the tax law was finally ratified in the last days of December 2017, nearly a year after his inauguration. It also took him 6 months to withdraw from the Paris Accords, and the press at the time labeled that action as swift. Well, what must they think of President Biden's action to restore the accord on his very first day as president? Also on his first day, Biden mandated that the U.S. would rejoin the World Health Organization, something that took Trump months to do. Overall, there have been three executive orders signed directly negating prior Trump initiatives. These include halting construction of the southern border wall, halting construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, as well as reversing a series of seven Trump policies which reduce certain regulatory requirements. Overall, the Biden executive orders will increase government oversight in areas of the climate, that's executive orders 13,990 and 14,008. It will also increase regulation in race and gender discrimination, 13,985 and 13,988, and promote a more open borders approach, that's 14,010 and 14,013. Through yesterday, Biden has become the new champion of executive orders, having signed 41 of them already. This compares to Trump's 24 at this time in his administration and Obama's 26. Clearly, this new president is not afraid to use the executive pen to bring in new policy. And therein lies the issue. Biden's flurry of executive mandates presents such a dramatic break from the prior administration. Whereas the former administration was concerned with relaxing regulation, clearly the Biden administration will aggressively use regulation to achieve its new goals. For the corporations around this country and the investors who invest in them, this will mean a whole new way of doing business. They can expect an increase in their regulatory burden and likely higher taxes as a much more aggressive enforcement effort by the federal government takes place. And this will all come at a cost that is likely to hit corporate bottom lines. And it is just what is causing this market to shudder. Phased in over a year would be one thing, but presented as a fait accompli on day one of a new administration is quite another. Presumably, many of these executive orders are enforceable now. And I can easily imagine many of the compliance officers and shop stewards scrambling to determine whether they are now in compliance with these new regulations. Are their racial, gender, as well as COVID regs up to date? Quick and rapid change in a government's initiatives and regulations may seem like an okay idea for those who observe from a distance, but for those who are in the crosshairs of new government requirements, they can be a frightening and costly event. When the federal government comes down on your business with both feet, there's no place to hide. Either comply or go out of business. And this writ large is why I believe we're seeing the market react now. Well, In economic news today, a big jump in personal income, up 10% for January. As this economy continues to show that it wants to rebound from the lockdown. Personal spending, however, up only 2.4%, showing that consumers remain cautious about the future and would rather just sock their money away. Also reporting today, a very big trade deficit coming in at over $83 billion just for January. Now, in earnings today, some really negative reactions this morning. Texas energy company Vistra Energy dropped on their results, as well as Foot Locker, both issues down about 10% on their earnings this morning. On the positive side were DraftKings, the sports entertainment company, and big engineering company Fluor. And that's our look at Wall Street for Friday, February 26. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.